I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Voters in Atlanta head to the polls tomorrow to choose the city's next mayor. City councilpersons Keisha Lance Bottoms and Mary Norwood finished first and second in the November 7th election to earn spots on Tuesday's ballot. Lance Bottoms hosted campaign events Sunday featuring New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and Senator Kamala Harris of California. Booker says Lance Bottoms gives Atlanta the best chance to flourish.
We've got to have a local mayor that understands not just the importance of growth, but smart growth, where families can have affordable housing, where families can get jobs that pay a living wage, where we have inclusive growth.
That audio is courtesy of 11 Alive. Norwood announced Sunday that she plans to appoint Peter Amon to chair her transition committee, should she prevail in tomorrow's runoff. In a press release, Norwood said Amon wants to conduct national executive searches to fill key roles in the city. Well, for the first time in school history, the University of Georgia will play in the college football playoff. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The Bulldogs were selected to the four-team playoff yesterday after Saturday's 28-7 win over Auburn in the SEC championship game. Junior linebacker Roquan Smith, who was named the most valuable player in the game, said his team was focused on getting revenge over the Tigers.
We knew everything from last game. We pretty much gave to them, and we just was determined this game, if they got something on our defense, that was going to earn it. And it's a special feeling. I can't thank those guys enough in the back.
Coach Kirby Smart also addressed the fans at Mercedes-Benz Stadium during the awards ceremony.
First off, I want to thank these fans. They have traveled across the country. They have been all over the place to turn out and turn it up for these Dogs. We appreciate you more than you know.
UGA will have about a month to prepare before they face Oklahoma on New Year's Day in Pasadena, California. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
If UGA wins on New Year's Day, they'll face the winner of Clemson and Alabama in the national championship game in Atlanta on January 8th. Well, after the game, two Georgia players were arrested in Barrow County. The Athens Banner-Herald reports linebacker Natrez Patrick was charged with possession of marijuana. This would be Patrick's third violation of Georgia's drug policy, which could lead to his dismissal from the team. Teammate Jason Stanley was charged with DUI, possession of pot, and speeding. Coach Smart says he's disappointed with his players and that their discipline will be handled internally. DeKalb County has discovered more than 20,000 illegally dumped tires at Fork Creek Mountain Park, thanks to an anonymous tip. Officials say it's the largest illegal tire dump site discovered this year and will take about 2 weeks to clear. DeKalb CEO Michael Thurman says the tires can create serious health and fire hazards. Anyone intentionally dumping tires faces a misdemeanor charge. Repeat violators face felony charges and fines of up to $25,000 and 5 years in prison. Georgia State Senator Rick Jeffries is giving up his seat in the General Assembly to focus on his campaign for lieutenant governor. Jeffries' district includes portions of Henry, Rockdale, and Newton counties. Jeffries joined State Senate Pro Tem David Schaefer of Duluth and former Georgia Rep. Jeff Duncan of Cumming on the Republican lieutenant governor's race ballot. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.